Om Shanti. Good morning. I guess you all are carefree emperors. Yes? And Brother Atambai, when I see him, indeed this phrase really applies to him. A carefree emperor. Personally, I have been since my childhood of Brahmin life, since the age of 20, I've been groomed, polished, educated and taught. Baba is Karan Karavan Har, but Baba uses Nimit. So he did indeed groom me, so to speak. When I used to come in Madhuban in my early days, whenever I used to go to Dadi Janki used to say, go to Atambai, go to Atambai. So my soul conscious practice and my spinning the cycle, he basically literally taught me how to do that. And today, whatever I am, I give all the credit to him, along with Shiv Baba. Brother Atambai is a gold medalist in chemistry. Anyway, no matter how much I introduce, Brother Atambai is always less. I do give a lot of credit to him. So, because he has been sustenance, he has sustained me a lot throughout. And he has traveled all over the world, in Europe, in Americas, in Far East, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, just helping the souls. He is indeed a world benefactor. I know this particular practice also, just recall that he used to teach me, keep the world map in front of you and give vibrations to the world, which he has done a lot of practice, which I'm sure he will share. So without any further ado, I pass the mic on to Brother Atambai. Atambai, Om Shanti. And you will have any questions, he can answer any of your questions from the highest to the lowest of the Gyan. He has done so much research. Yeah? So.
Om Shanti. Emerging the Diti Sanskars. This is our topic. Now the time is going closer and closer to destruction. That is why we must experience future samskaras in our present time. We, the souls, already have that treaty samskaras in our soul. But that samskaras are in merged form, in dormant form. We must immerse that samskar. We must bring out that samskar. And that is why we must pay attention on certain things. We must do some efforts on certain aspects. I would like to share point after point related with this topic. Emerging Diti Samskars. First point. Hum so so hum. I was Diti and I am going to be a Diti. Because of certain problem, because of those atmosphere, our intellect get influenced by that atmosphere. And because of that, we feel sometimes experiencing Diti Samskars in this Brahmin life. That is why we must skip the role model of Brahma Baba in front of us. One time, one child asked Brahma Baba, "Baba, you look so old." And Baba was smiling. "Today I am in this old body, but tomorrow I am going to become a Krishna. Very soon I am going to become a Krishna." Diti. Brahma Baba was always having the intoxication, "I am going to become a Narayan, first number Narayan." He was always having the intoxication of Narayana on his face. Our original sanskar of Diti is always cheerful face, happy face, ever smiling face. This is the first prominent sanskar of Diti. Smiling face. Ever smiling face, ever cheerful face, and ever green face. If you would like to immerse Diti sanskar, this is the first sanskar we have to experience in this Brahmin life. There is a saying that face is a mirror of our mind. If our mind would be happy, face would be happy. If our mind would be unhappy, then face would be also unhappy. For maintaining ever happiness in our mind, we must conquer worries, fear, and burden. We must be free from these three things. If we really would like to experience ever happiness in our Brahmin life, must not be any sort of fear, must not be any sort of burden on our mind and intellect, and must not be any type of the worries in our mind. Then we can experience ever happiness in our life. Second point. Unshakable faith in Baba and Rama and in the Self. In this world, if somebody's teacher would be very expert or smart, they would have the proud of their teacher. In the same way, my teacher is the greatest teacher. He is teaching me all the qualities, all the sanskars of God and Goddess, Diti sanskars. That is why we must have full faith in the Self. Sometimes we are observing our weaknesses, drawbacks and shortcomings. And because of that, we experience inferiority complex. And because of that, we could have doubt sometimes in our mind. I don't know. I would become Ditti or not, I don't know. Because I am having so many weaknesses. But we must have full faith in the self, in the Dharma. I was Ditti and I am going to become a Ditti. Full faith. Must not a single person doubt in our mind. Because out of millions and millions souls, Baba chosen us. Why He chose us? Because we were Ditti and we are going to become a Ditti. That's why He select us. He chose us. Sometimes we may have doubt in Baba also. I don't know why Baba select me. I am not having such good qualities. I don't know. By mistake He select me. God's selection is a perfect selection. Human selection may be perfect, may not be perfect, but God's selection is a 100% perfect selection. He have faith in me. That is why I must have faith in me also. Then automatically, we easily can emerge our original samskars, Ditti samskars. Ditti samskars are our original samskar. Our true nature, true samskars. These are modified samskars, impure samskars, negative samskars, these are all modified samskars. These samskars are not original samskars. Third point. This is a cycle. In this world, everything is going in cyclic manner. What does it mean? When the souls get birth, the soul get birth in the form of a child. When child grows, we become adult. And after that, we become old. And after that, we leave body. And then again, we take birth of child. This is a cycle. In the same way, golden age, after that, silver age, after that, copper age and iron age, after that, confluence age and golden age would be there. This is a cycle. That is why Baba has said that this life is yesterday, today and tomorrow. Just three words. Yesterday, today and tomorrow. Yesterday we were Ditti, today we are a human being, we become Brahmin and tomorrow we will go become a Ditti. That is why we must accept this concept. And we must immerse that samskar. These samskars are not new samskars. We don't want to create that samskars. We have that already samskars in the soul. Fourth point is, make best efforts. There is a saying, do your best and leave rest on to God. Do your best and leave rest unto God. Now, whatever the potential we are having, we must use that potential. We must do our best. So that tomorrow there won't be any sort of repentance. Efforts for what? We must keep the image of Lakshmi Narayan in front of us. And we must compare our form with Lakshmi Narayan. That is like a mirror for me. Lakshmi Narayan, they are having double crown. Crown of purity and crown of kingdom. And their face always decorated with all the divine qualities, divine virtues. Ordinary human being and deity. Difference is that these deities, they are always having all the virtues, divine virtues in their life. And very nice crown of purity. And very good crown of kingdom. Now, in this Brahmin life, we must experience ourselves. I, the soul, is having a wonderful crown of purity around my head. Literally, you should experience that. Wherever you are going, where you are passing, moving around, I, the soul, is having a wonderful crown of purity. If I am not having that stage of purity, I must work on that. I must experience that wonderful crown. And second crown, crown of kingdom. How I can get that in golden age? How can I experience that in this confluence age? I have to do lots of Baba service. I have to create lots of subject. Then only I can get that crown of kingdom. That is why we must work hard on this aspect. We must do lots of efforts. The crown of kingdom is related with the crown of purity of this confluence age. There is a relationship. Those souls are having very good, very big crown of purity, they would have very good crown of kingdom also in golden age. Of course, they would be very good instrument in this confluence. They would be able to do a lot of service. They would create their subject. That is also related with this. Time is not much there left. That is why we must work hard. There must not be any laziness in our life now. Carelessness must not be there. We must be serious now. Because within this short time, we have to immerse our golden sanskars. We have to accumulate lots of treasures from Baba so we can donate to many souls. And on the other hand, we have to burn our old sanskars. there are layers of body consciousness on the souls. That is why we must be busy in our efforts. All the virtues must be in my life. I must imbibe all the virtues in my life. I must not miss any sort of divine virtues, quality. My face must be fully decorated with ornaments, divine ornaments of virtues. Because deities are so sweet. Their nature is full with sweetness, full with love. And always having soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. For 21 birth we were having natural soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision in our golden age life. Natural. But now we have to do that effort so that will become our natural nature in golden age. Their nature is full with sweetness. Pure feeling and goodness, good wishes for everybody, for all the souls. Pure feeling and good wishes. And fifth point. I have to immerse to give the concept. To give. The concept of to give. The deities are givers. Deities' hands are showing like this. They are giver. They never takes from somebody. They are always giving. That is why I really would like to maintain that nature. I would like to give happiness, peace, purity, vibration, all the time. Maintain that nature of giver. Whenever we are meeting sometimes, we must share pure vision, pure feelings, happiness, bliss. In our family also, in Laukik world also, because we are giver. We are deity. We are the donor. But if I really would like to maintain the nature of giver, I must have lots of treasures of that things. My heart is generous. I want to give something to somebody. But I must have that stock, accumulated stock of that things. Peace, bliss, happiness, powers. Mercifulness is there, but along with that mercifulness, we must be giver. Maintain that higher consciousness. Always, I am a giver, I am a deity. Deity means devta. Devta means giver. Always giver. Always donor. And next point is forgive and forget. Because whatever the samskaras we are having now, we are carrying that samskaras in golden age after leaving this body. Whatever the samskaras we the souls are having now, after leaving this body, we can carry that samskaras with us. That is why forgive and forget. If somebody is doing mistake, if somebody is misbehaving with you, somebody is not having good relations with you, just forgive and forget. If I am a great soul, what is my greatness? The great souls always have big heart. And they are always having the nature of forgiveness. They never keep the weakness of anybody in their mind. That is also one type of a burden. They are always remaining light, carefree. That is why this is the samskaras of Diti. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Sometimes some children abuse to Brahma Baba. And when that children are coming to Baba, Baba used to hug them. Baba was showering them with the love, shower of love. Why? Forgive nature. Baba was having that nature. Forgive and forget. Doesn't matter. This child has this weakness. Doesn't matter. But when this soul descends on this earth, was very pure, was perfect. And when these souls will return to home, also would be pure and perfect. That type of the vision Baba was always having. Next point. It is better to die than to beg. We must not beg any physical things from somebody, from souls. If we would like to get something, we must get that from Baba, not from the souls. Because we have to follow Baba, we have to copy Brahma Baba. If we need something, we should get that from Baba, not from the souls. The samskaras of begging is not royalty. I am a worthy soul. I don't need to beg anything from any soul. This is also very important samskaras, very good samskaras of Diti. We must be free from this drawback, asking something from somebody. And next point is, we need to develop holkanic yoga. That is the need of this hour. There are layers of body consciousness on the souls. If we really would like to burn that layers of body consciousness, we need to practice volcanic yoga. lots of dirts of impurities there. Lots of traces of vices are in the souls. And if we really would like to burn that traces of vices, the dirt of vices, the layers of body consciousness, for that we need really volcanic yoga. Really powerful yoga. Because when the layers would finish, then only our original sanskars will emerge. Ditti sanskars will emerge. Understand? We must understand one secret. What are the original qualities of the deities? The deities, they were always having some divine virtues prominently in their life. But when they were using their energy, that divine virtues, they were transferring in the vices, in the form of the vices, impurities. For instance, if we would have sometimes impure thoughts in our mind, impure sanskar, why am I having that impure sanskar? The impurity, the lust, this is the vice. This is the lack of the virtue of purity. This is the lack of the light of purity. When we are losing the light of purity, automatically the darkness of lust is appearing on the soul. Impurity is nothing, but that is lack of purity. Second vice, anger. Sometimes we may have anger. We may not have the tolerance power. We may get irritation, short temper. Why? Because we don't have the virtue of coolness. We are losing that coolness, virtue of coolness. Then automatically we become angry. The goddess, the deity is always cool. They are always having cool nature. They are having that quality, divine quality of coolness in their life. All sense organs are cool, pure. Third vice, greed. Why sometimes we are looking for something, greed. I want this, I want this, I want this. I am going to become a deity. What is the quality of deity? Contentment. I am fully content. Contentment. If we have this quality of contentment, then there won't be any sort of greed. Asking something, no need. Attachment. Having special love for somebody is attachment. Having extra love for somebody is attachment. Having equal love for everybody, this is a divine quality. If you are maintaining soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, then you can experience that original quality of the soul, lovefulness. For everybody, loveful nature. We won't get influenced by anybody's qualities, anybody's form, any name and fame. No, we feel ourselves beyond these things. I am the child of ocean of love. That is why my nature is loveful, but I am having love for everybody, equal love for everybody. That is a divine quality. And fifth vice is ego. I am a very good yogi, I am a very good speaker, I am a very good planning, I am a very good instrument, I am running very good center. That is my quality. Ego, this is the lack of humility. Virtue of humility. When we came to Baba, our apron was empty. Whatever the qualities now we are having, that is gift from Baba. That is not my property. That is Baba's property. That is Baba's quality. That's why I must not have ego of Baba's property. Baba's quality. That is gift from Baba. That is not mine. I am a good speaker. I am a good yogi. But if I am having that ego of that, that is not sign of perfection, sign of deity. As much the highest soul, that much the humbleness would be there in his life. This is the sign of pure gold, molding all the time, according to the situation, molding nature, adjustment nature. And next one, ninth quality is follow father, see father. Just keep example of Brahma Baba is in front of you. How Baba was having always great intoxication. If you go in history hall, Madhavan, there is one Baba's fully intoxicated, in spiritual intoxication. Baba looks like a lion. From the day first Baba had the intoxication, spiritual intoxication, that I am going to become a Narayan, first number soul in the world, Diti. What is the methodology to create the sanskar? We must understand this. What is the methodology to create the titi sanskars, royal sanskars, gentle sanskars? The beginning point is we must maintain very good self-respect all the time. This is the first time, first point, beginning point. All the time, I am a great soul. I am most fortunate soul in this world. Supreme being, instrument, he select me as his instrument. I am a worthy soul. I am an ancestor soul. And when you would have very high intoxication, the next step is very good elevated thoughts in our mind. Our mind is creating gentle thoughts, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, high quality thoughts. That is the next step, second step. And when you are having elevated thoughts in your mind, then your words would be elevated. Very royal. full with short and sweetness, softness. Every word would be full with softness, sweetness, and shortness. Every word would be elevated version. And then next step, elevated actions. And when we are performing elevated action again and again throughout the day, then we are getting royal sanskar, gentle sanskar, noble sanskar. And that sanskars are getting merged in the soul, and we are carrying that sanskars to Paramdham. And when the soul descends on this earth in the golden age, automatically on the basis of that royal sanskars, we get birth in a royal family. Family of King of Kings. If our sanskar wouldn't be royal, then we can get birth in a very ordinary family, servant or subject. Everything is in our hand. If I really would like to create my future very bright, then I have to imbibe royal sanskar, noble sanskar in this confluence age, Ditti sanskar. And for that, I must maintain very high intoxication. I must maintain always self-respect, very good self-respect. When we are in our center, when we are in the company of Brahmins, when we are in a family, we can maintain very good self-respect. The moment we are going outside, when we are going in the family, in the gathering of non-BK souls, we are losing our self-respect. Why? We may not able to maintain that higher self-respect or higher intoxication. Why? That must be our original nature, natural nature. We want to maintain that, but we are not really able to maintain that. What is the reason? Huh? Everybody would like to maintain that. Self-respect. Huh? Yes? Huh? Because the influence of body consciousness, influence of negativityness, influence of that atmosphere, we are losing. But the root cause of that is, of losing self-respect. We were the King of Kings in the golden age, we were in a royal family, in a gentle family. For 21 birth, we were having very high status in this cycle. The moment we are entering in a copper age, Maya kidnap us. And Maya put us in a jail for 2,500 years. How many years? Maya put us in a jail for 2,500 years. And because of that, there is a deeply rooted sanskars of inferiority complex. And that is the reason of not maintaining very good self-respect all the time. We must not look towards this copper age and iron age, but we must look towards this area of this cycle. We were Ditti. And we would be Ditti. We were having very high status. Very good position in golden age, silver age. And we are going to maintain that, achieve that high status again. Then you can easily maintain very good self-respect. No matter where you are, no matter in which atmosphere you are, no matter how much negativity is there around you, you can maintain very easily self-respect. Maintaining self-respect all the time is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Because when we are maintaining very good self-respect, then automatically we can experience very high spiritual intoxication and happiness in our mind all the time. The moment we are losing self-respect, we are losing intoxication and happiness. Our face would be like it's just discharged face, a dry face. Ordinary, like worldly people. Fully charged means full with intoxication. Because we are very royal souls. We are not ordinary souls. Many hidden kings and queens, king of kings are here in this family, in this gathering. No. That is not the thing. Ever smiling face, gentle smile, like Lakshmi Narayan. Gentle, not over. Gentle. Mind would be full with joy and happiness, but face ever smiling. This is fine. Everybody like this. Ever smiling face. Everybody like. Everybody wants to see that face. But they are not getting that type of the face. Only Brahmins have that face. Because we are receiving the sustenance of God. Baba is a gardener. And showering this garden with the shower of love, shower of knowledge and shower of yoga. The flower of this garden, living flower of this garden must be like a blossoming flower. God, who is showering this garden? Not any ordinary person, the Supreme Being. Understand?
You mentioned Maya. If you have a, if you just pick a nice fresh...
Stand up. What?
You mentioned Maya. If you just picked an apple from a tree and then you leave that apple, eventually that apple starts to rot. Regarding the soul, as the soul descends, then what happens? The soul becomes like that apple, starts to reduce, you know, reduce its energy and therefore starts to rot. So therefore, the Maya that you mentioned is quite a complex metaphysical, scientific occurrence which occurs in the soul, which then gets obviously transferred to the brain, and so it's quite a difficult, complex situation regarding Maya. So in a way, it's not Maya's fault, it's not our fault either.
So therefore,
you mentioned Maya, so that's, what about Maya? How can we basically win and fight Maya? Because it's a natural process, isn't it?
Okay. Now, first of all, we must understand one thing very clearly. How we are receiving energy from Baba and how we are losing energy from the soul. We must understand this process. This process is a very subtle process. Through the medium of thoughts, we are receiving power from Baba. When we are meditating, when our thoughts are connected with Baba, thinking about Baba, we are chanting the mantra of Manmana Bhav, through that type of the thoughts, we are receiving power from Baba. Okay? And in golden age, there were two type of the thoughts only. Pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. Only two type of the thoughts. That is why we were using very little energy. Two celestial degree we are using in golden age, and same situation happening in silver age, two celestial degree we are using. Same thoughts, pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. But when we are entering in a copper age, there is a subtle attack, mild attack of Maya on the soul. And that is why, in addition to these thoughts, two type of the thoughts are creating more, waste thoughts and impure thoughts in our mind. And because of that, we start using more energy. And when we were reaching to the zero, Baba caught us, and Baba gave us chance to meditate and charge the battery. Now this is the time of descending. This is the time of upliftment. God wants to help us. God is ready to help us. That's why we must take Baba's help and we must uplift. Yeah, we must ascend. That was the time of ascending, and this is the time of descending, and this is the time of ascending. Yes. Upliftment, rising. Understand? That is why. And Maya is nothing. Maya is just illusion. Maya is just our negative thoughts. Maya don't have any existence. In the same way, darkness don't have any existence. Darkness is absence of light, only absence of light. Darkness is not energy, absence of light, absence of energy. Maya is nothing. That is just like a darkness. That is like a weakness. That is why we must maintain always self-respect. The degree of self-respect must rise every year. Must be higher and higher. Whatever the spiritual intoxication we would have 1 year ago, that must increase this year. Next year, more. Spiritual intoxication. Somebody would have the thoughts, We won't get the sustenance of Brahma Baba, and how can we follow Brahma Baba? How can we maintain that spiritual intoxication? You just immerse the scene when Shiv Baba is entering in Guljar Dadi's body. Look at Bab Dada's face. Anybody could feel this is the highest authority. This is a supreme being sitting in front of me. The face is blossoming, face is glowing, and space is energetic, and Baba's drishti is really powerful, very powerful. And he is my father. He is not a third person, he is my father. As my father, Shiv Baba, have natural spiritual intoxication. I have to follow in that way. Brahma Baba, I have to follow in that way. That's it.
I know everybody is mesmerized. Is everybody mesmerized? Or transported to Paramdham? Or in some other world? So you can come back to this land.
And I would like to give you experience of deity sanskar for a few minutes.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, they would love to have that.
Traffic control ho gaya kya? Ki hoga? We can make?
During the traffic control, you can give us experience.
Now everybody stand up. And just keep swinging like this. On left side, on left side. Very gently, very lightly. Don't feel that I am dancing or I am swinging. Very gently. सफेदी लाइट रखना, लाइट सफेदी रखना. ओम शांति. द ओशन ऑफ नॉलेज शिव बाबा. Baba gave the spiritual knowledge through the mouth of Brahma Baba to me, and he select me out of millions and millions. He select me as his instrument. I am a most elevated Brahmin. I am instrument of God in this whole cycle. This Brahmin birth is a diamond worthy birth. I am using my mind, body and wealth in his service and creating my bright future. I, the soul point of light, is living this dress of Brahmin clan, and I, the soul point of light, is adopting the dress of deity, dress of Lakshmi, dress of Narayan. How beautiful is this dress of Lakshmi and Narayan, with pure five elements. I am double crown deity. I, the deity, have wonderful crown of purity and wonderful full crown of kingdom. My deity form is fully decorated with ornaments of divine virtues. My face is ever smiling, ever cheerful, ever green. I am a carefree deity. Oh, beautiful palace of gold, decorated with diamonds and jewels, is ready in front of me, for me. A beautiful palace of gold is ready for me, in front of me. I, the God and Goddess, walking gently towards my beautiful palace, golden palace, and entering in my golden palace. How beautiful is this golden palace? Fully decorated with diamonds and jewels. Oh, now I am turning towards the right side, right hand side, towards my beautiful dining hall. in that dining hall, 56 varieties of dishes are there, ready for me. Oh, I thank God and Goddess, enjoying this 56 varieties of bhog, of bhojan, of foods. How beautiful is this deity life, carefree life. After enjoying the food of 56 varieties, I am coming out gently from my dining hall and walking gently towards the left hand side, where there is a beautiful meeting hall, where my subject is waiting for me. I, the deity, I, the God, Goddess, is entering in that beautiful meeting hall and meeting with my subject. My subject is very happy, fully contentment, full with happiness. I am giving drushti to my subject. And saying goodbye to them, and then I, the God and Goddess, is coming out of my palace and entering in a beautiful garden. How beautiful is this garden? Everywhere colorful fountains are going there. How beautiful fountains are these? Water, colorful water fountains are there. The trees are full with flowers and fruits. Everywhere there is a fragrance of flowers. Wonderful fragrance of flowers in the atmosphere is there. Really, my garden is beautiful garden. Oh, a beautiful Puspak Viman aircraft, golden aircraft decorated with jewels and diamonds, is ready for me in my garden. I, the deity, is sitting in that Pushpak Viman aircraft. And with the direction of my thoughts and with the direction of my hand, my Pushpak Viman is flying towards the sky. And with the sky route, my Pushpak Viman is flying and flying towards the picnic spot of London. My Pushpak Viman is landing on a beautiful picnic spot of London, where many deities are waiting for me. I am meeting with them. I am enjoying my whole day with them. I am doing beautiful art. I am dancing with them. eating with them, sitting with them, walking with them. Truly, how beautiful is this life? Carefree life. Worry-free life. No worry at all. How beautiful is this life? Now, in this evening time, I, the deity, again sitting in my aeroplane, Pushpakvima, for returning to my palace. Now, with the direction of my hand, with the direction of thought, my Pushpakvima is flying towards the sky. And flying towards my palace. And now landing my Pushpak Viman in my beautiful garden. This is really golden life, golden age is reward from Baba. 21 birth. I am enjoying my life with these elements, pure elements. 8 birth in golden age. And I took 12 birth in a silver age. How beautiful is this deity life. But when the deity is losing the power of my soul, entering in a copper age and experiencing little but sorrow because of mild attack of Maya. And then entering again in a copper age and iron age. And at the end, Baba found me as a lovely child. And now this is the time of rising up. In this Brahmin life, I am experiencing upliftment in my life. All the relationship are with Baba, with the God. This is the most elevated life in this cycle. But while performing action in this Brahmin life, I am experiencing golden age sanskars, deity sanskars. While performing actions, I am maintaining lotus life flower, totally detached from the actions and loveful, lovely nature also. In this world, I am just enjoying detached stage. Golden age, samskars I am experiencing in my life. Ever my face is there, ever smiling face is there. My nature is so sweet. I have pure feeling and good wishes for everybody. Now slowly, slowly turn right side, left side and look others also in deity form. I am the deity is moving around and visualizing others' deity form also. We are all the deities. This is a beautiful gathering of deities in the hall. All deities are having double crown, beautiful crown of purity and beautiful crown of kingdom. My, how beautiful is this vision. This is a gathering of deities, and deities are moving around here, experiencing pure wishes and pure feeling and good wishes for everybody. This is a God's creation. God creates such a wonderful deity gathering. Very high spiritual intoxication is on my face. All the ornaments of divine virtues are already in my life. Okay, thank you. Sit down.
That was really wonderful and very mesmerizing, and it has transported us to golden age. Now, if anybody has some burning questions, we can take one, two questions as we have 5-10 minutes.
Is that on Rajesh? Is that
yes.
Upar?
Yeah, sure. Please, you want to have questions?
Upar or Rajesh bhai? Yeah.
When we take our first birth in the golden age, we become a boy or a girl. So what is the main reason that we become a female or a man or
okay.
a male?
Uh-huh.
Main reason.
See, actually all the souls are getting nearly half birth of a male and half birth of a female throughout the cycle. Roughly half birth female and half birth male. But the samskars, male samskars and female samskars. So from Prakash Mani Dadi, she was having female kochum in this confluence age, but she was having that samskars, administrative samskars, very powerful personality. That's why she took now birth as a child, as a male, in this birth. Means those are having that personality, little bit personality. Everybody have all round personality, different personalities in the soul. But at this time, those souls have very good administrative power, leading power. Baba can give them the role of male and female. But this is not the question, I have become male or I have become female. That is not the important aspect. Narayan is there and Lakshmi is also sitting there beside the Narayan. But both have right, equal right. In golden age? Huh? Narayan is there and Lakshmi is there beside. Both have equal right. Huh? Rajesh bhai? Balance. That is why that is not important, much important. But everybody gets the half birth Brahmin, half birth male and half birth female. Huh? But both samskars already merge in the soul. Yes?
Any more questions? Yes. You mentioned that everything in this world goes through a cycle. In our Brahmin life, do we also go through the cycle? A cycle of Sato, Pradhan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo?
Brahmin life is upliftment. That is why we go reversely. First beginning we receive power from Baba, then gradually gadget the degree of powers, degree of spirituality is increasing, we become higher and higher and higher and higher, and we achieve our perfection. And then we leave body. Means there is not downfall in Brahmin life. There is always upliftment. Because throughout the cycle, this birth is the birth of upliftment because of Baba's company when we are experiencing. Others birth, we are having the company of the souls and we are using energy. Now, in this Brahmin life, we are having company of Baba and we are receiving power from Baba. That's why we are always experiencing upliftment in our life. Never downfall.
But Atambai, you know, for example, like the potential is always there in Brahman life for upliftment. But you know, sometimes maybe we've used certain methods with Baba over a long period of time, and if we don't change or keep reinventing, then those methods that used to be effective for happiness or imbibing the murli or churning or yoga, they may lose that effectiveness. So the potential's always there for upliftment, but sometimes, do you think, you know, it can be that so that we can go through kind of a cycle?
Means when we are not using potential, the graph of progress can come down a little bit. And then again, when we use Baba and improve yoga, then graph can go up also. But there might be the possibility of the coming graph down, little down, like a zigzag. Because of the...
So is it that we have to keep reinventing? Like
yeah,
you,
we have
you
to
are the master
maintain
of
always creativity must be there, inventive nature must be there. Because this is a human tendency. The human being always expecting newness in their life. And when we are receiving newness in our life, then only the wings of zeal and enthusiasm would be powerful, and then we can experience higher stage, flying stage, we can go towards our destination of perfection fast. And when there won't be any sort of creativity or inventive nature, then there may be the possibility of losing some percentage of zeal and enthusiasm. And then we start feeling sometimes this Brahmin life as a bore life or something like that. Understand? That is why our nature must be inventive nature, creative nature. And for that, churning must be our hobby. Through churning knowledge only we can get some new ideas, new touchings from Baba, some special jewels of knowledge from Baba. And that helps us for maintaining our zeal and enthusiasm higher and higher.
We can take one last question if anybody has. Yes, okay.
Atambai, I just wanted to know, is it possible to keep the Golden Age of Sanskars going through the cycle and it really emerging very fully now? Is it possible to keep it?
Is it possible?
To keep those Golden Age of Sanskars of happiness and peace and love, all those things coming down, and it's really very strong in this birth now.
Throughout the cycle or in this birth?
Yeah, in this, the whole cycle. Is it possible to keep it going all the way down the cycle?
See, the degree of happiness may can come little bit less. Because 16 degrees, when we are in 16 degrees, there is a high percentage of happiness. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Then when we are losing degrees, then percentage of happiness also losing.
Right.
But now, this is the time of upliftment. Now the percentage of happiness is increasing more and more and more and higher and higher and higher. Like that. And then that is becoming our original nature, natural nature.
All right. That's
constant good. Happiness, constant cheerfulness,
mm-hmm.
always happiness. Because sometimes we are somebody is praising, we become very happy. And sometimes somebody is defaming, then we become unhappy. But when we are maintaining that state, then we are going beyond this influence of this.
Fantastic. Thank you. Om Shanti.